This guy can sound just like Clifton Chenier. And following him, one of our favorite Cajun bands, Paul Daigle and Cajun Gold, is going to be up here. And your host tonight, your friend and my buddy, Mr. Ray Landry. Yay, Ray! So, without further ado, let's give a warm welcome to Corey Lede. Hit it.
Carla Day and his accordion and his Zydeco band. That song is probably responsible for many young Zydeco musicians playing Zydeco music. Clifton Chenier's rendition of Tous les temps en temps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that probably what started for a bunch of those guys. Well, actually, listening to Clifton's music is probably what started a bunch of those young guys like yourself. I heard you say already that he was one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a song list, so he's just going to shout out to me exactly the next song coming up. And then if I know the song, I can talk about it a little bit. So what you coming up with next?
Ton Nana.
Well, Ton Nana.
Belle Vox.
Another perfect rendition of one of Clifton's old songs. I love that. I like that. You want to introduce the members of your band, and that way sure. We can continue to play the music.
Yeah, we'll start on this side right here. On the first guitar, we have from Lafayette, Louisiana, Chad Fuquay. Make some noise for him. Right. Back there on the drums, also from Lafayette, Louisiana, please put your hands together for Mr. Donnie Broussard. Also right here on the rub board, all the way from Parks, Louisiana, Greg Poche. Y'all make some noise for him. On the bass, all the way from Big Utah, y'all make some noise for Morris Ledette. And last but not least, we have a living legend, which I feel very blessed to have him. Every now and then, he has another job, but sometimes he plays with me when he's in town, and I feel very blessed to have him. He's a guitar player for Clifton Chenier for 20 years, and he currently plays with Buckwheat Zydeco right now, and he has 6 passports. He's been all over the world for a long, long time. Y'all please put your hands together for Lil Buck Senegal.
I remember seeing him when I was just coming up in the music, and I loved his music way back then. We have a prime opportunity to explain to the public out there the difference between Zydeco music and Cajun music, as well as Creole music, because there's a distinct difference between Creole music and Zydeco music. Not distinct enough, but so if you could enlighten our group today when you will play a Zydeco song, to see what we consider as a musician, what we consider Zydeco songs, and what other people consider Creole songs. And it's a great opportunity because, I mean, even today, we had a jam session today, and people were thinking, you know, I love that Zydeco music. I said, well, I do too, but this is not Zydeco music. This is traditional Cajun music. So what are we doing now?
We're going to do a song called My Soul, which is Zydeco.
Yeah.
And Zydeco is more heavily with the blues.
Yeah, sure.
And it goes something like this.
Thank you. Hey, Uriah.
You caught me off guard, that's for sure. You know, Corey's a musical instructor as well. He teaches accordion. So I know he does a lot of work through Louisiana Folk Roots.
Right.
And Bafa Week, and then for the young kids camp also.
Yeah. I know actually, coming up this fall, I'll be teaching class at UL in Lafayette. So.
Really? Good for you. Yeah. Wow. UL has finally woken up and saying, well, you know, we need to teach some Zydeco music. This would be great.
Oh, yeah.
So you can learn Zydeco music and then earn a credit.
Oh, yeah.
How great is that, huh? Wow. I think I might go back to college myself.
I had to learn it the hard way.
Yeah, we all did, I'm thinking, yeah. Great, so what are we doing now?
Well, we're going to do I'm Coming Home.
I'm Coming Home, and that's another Clifton song, is that right?
Right.
Yeah, and that's what you would consider...
Zydeco.
Zydeco, good,
right.
Thank you.
give you jewelry and money too. That ain't all I do for you. Oh, bring it to me. Bring your sweet love. Bring it all home to me.
Real quick now, y'all, are y'all playing somewhere tonight, tomorrow?
No, that's it this weekend.
oh, good. It's a good weekend. I know the feeling. And I know what's on everybody's mind here in the audience and out in radio land and TV land. Joshua Ledé.
Yeah.
Ken?
I'm told so, but I don't know for sure.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of the Ledés out there that's kin to him today, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I used to know him, but I think I'm a 47th cousin.
Yeah.
Twice removed or something like that.
It's all the same family tree. It's on the other side.
He's so talented. Oh my God! You know he's in Westlake today. He came home today.
Yeah.
So I hope he wins. I really do.
I'm pretty sure he's gonna take it.
I'm pretty sure too. The judges like him a lot for sure. Yeah. Good. So we probably just have time for another two quick ones. Maybe it depends on how fast you're doing. But let's jump on one right now. What do you want to do?
Zydeco Cha Cha.
Oh yeah, baby.
Rebel Yell.
Let's actually we're in a little hurry. Let's hear it for Corey Ledé and his Zydeco Band. Yeah, yes, sir. Thank you, Corey. We have a whole lot of stuff we're trying to put in an hour and a half of time. We have a little tough time doing it, but that's okay. Great music, you know. Corey is one of the great Zydeco musicians out there. Of course, a lot of my Zydeco musician friends are saying, "I thought you said that I was the best, sir." You know, so we're going to be welcoming Paul Daigle and Cajun Gold in a little bit. I'd like to, you know, tonight's a very special night. We have a Zydeco band and a Cajun band. And the program itself is brought to you through a grant. This program is sponsored in part by Eastern National, a nonprofit organization that provides quality educational products and services to America's national parks and other public trust. We want to thank those guys for coming over. Those guys are the ones that's filming all of this to show the world what we have been trying to tell them for a long, long time, the difference between Zydeco and Cajun music. We all knew what it was here. We like them all, but there's a distinct difference in the two. Coming up the rest of this month, tonight was Corey Ledé and his Zydeco band, and the next coming up would be Paul Daigle and Cajun Gold. Next Saturday, May the 19th, the Harry and Lisa Trojan Cajun Band. Let me tell you, if you haven't heard Harry Trojan play Cajun music, you need to come make a special trip. He is actually one of my favorite accordion players out there. He started playing way back when, had to leave the music for a long time. He went to Beaumont, Texas, Orange, Texas, to work in the oil field like so many of our relatives and musician friends who they were young, came back home, started playing Cajun music again. Most of us know him by Ruben Trojan. Most of his family calls him Harry. His daughter Lisa Trojan is an accordion player, a bass player, a guitar player, a singer. She'll be here as well. And Gerald and the other band that night will be Gerald Thibodeau and Cajun Accent will be furnishing the music then. My only one fan. May the 26th, it'll be the Verdrine Chapman Family Band. That's Jane Verdrine, Jane and John Verdrine. And Eric Chapman, a really good traditional music Cajun band. You need to come listen to them. And also Kenneth Benoit and the Gravel Road Band will be performing, the second band, on the 26th. You need to come listen to those guys. That's the rest of this month. There's a whole lot of things happening in and around Cajun country. This is what we consider Cajuns as festival time. You know, there's so many festivals going out there that you can't make them all. There was the Festival International that went on. There was the Crawfish Festival. And coming up, May the 19th, the annual festival for the CFMA Acadiana chapter. The CFMA, that's the charter chapter, that's the folks here in Eunice. How many folks are there belong to the CFMA charter chapter? I thought I'd recognize you guys. Their festival will be coming up Saturday, May the 19th at the VFW Hall. That's right off of Highway 190 East from here. At 10 a.m., Travis Benoit et Alain Danse will be performing at 10 o'clock, 10 to 1. 1:30 to 4:30, Ellis Vanacore and the Lacassine Playboys. Need to come see that group. Door prizes will be given all day. You must be present to win. There's a $7 admission for all that talent for $7. It's a deal that you can't pass up. Again, that's on Saturday, May the 19th. Some other announcements. Oh, good. Thank you. No dead air. Okay, so Cajun Friends of Music Association, Acadiana Charter Chapter, Eunice, Louisiana. Free dance lessons to youth and adults. Also, accordion, fiddle, guitar, and dance lessons at the Prairie Acadian Culture Center. That's right next door at 250 West Park Avenue in Eunice, Louisiana. It's from 7 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday. beginning June the 5th through through June the 21st. Are we ready? No, we're not ready. Okay. I'd like to I'd like to also invite you. Everybody knows where Vermilionville is. Every Saturday afternoon, we have a Cajun music, traditional Cajun music jam session at Vermilionville at 1 o'clock every Saturday. Trust me, when I tell you, if you come, you're going to have a great time. It's become so popular. We started in one of the little slave quarters at Vermilionville, and when people started coming, we outgrew that, so we went into the conference room in the front, and then we outgrew that. Then they put us in the performance center. If we outgrow that show, we're gonna have to go to the Blackham Coliseum, because the performance center holds about 500 people. But today was just great. We have musicians from all caliber of the culture that come out there and play. You know, today Cheryl Cormier and Russell Cormier was there, a young man on a fiddle who's excellent. Little Zach Fuselet was there. All my friends come over there, and it's something that, especially if you have people visiting from outside this area and they want to experience good traditional Cajun music in an atmosphere that's family oriented, you can come to Vermilionville, and it's free to get in. You just tell the person in the front that's collecting, say that you want to go to the jam session, and they will let you in. So without further ado, I'd like to present a friend of mine. We've been friends for a long time, Mr. Paul Daigle and Cajun Gold. We'll be right back. Mr. Paul Daigle, Cajun Gold. Paul Daigle on accordion while he's talking to the song person. Mr. Mark Lachelet, a fellow from my neck of the woods over there on guitar and vocals back over there. Mr. Ken Smith on fiddle. You're not going to hear anybody better than Ken Smith on the fiddle. And back there, a legend in his own time, and I mean it, Mr. Vernon Bergeron, neighbor of mine as well, on the north side of Lafayette. He played with everybody who ever was in Cajun music. And if you notice, he's right in there on the groove. That's why all those guys want Vernon, because they keep him in, keeps the accordion play in the groove. So, Paul, how you been, buddy? Good. C'est bon?
C'est bon. Mieux que ça, c'est du miel. It's all good.
You finished your little project in Brobridge, buddy? No? Never finished.
Oh, no. It's never going to finish.
His daughter bought a house in Brobridge, and guess who's doing all the work? Dad.
Yeah, dad and brother. Dad and my brother.
So I did get a song list from you, but I lost it already.
It's supposed to be a song list somewhere. La Vase de Héritage, I think, if you can read all that chicken scratch.
Yeah, that's it. Something.
Yeah.
Who wrote that?
I did.
The only thing I can make out here is waltz. So we're going to play a waltz, right?
That's right.
Let's do it.
Vase de Thank you.
About the Héritage. You know, we were talking about the CFMA a while ago. This band, Paul Daigle and his band, is probably have won more awards when it came to the CFMA. And I'm thinking probably every category, from Band of the Year to Song of the Year to Accordionist of the Year, Fiddle Player of the Year. I could probably invent some, and you probably won that one too. Well-liked by a traditional...
We've been lucky.
Yeah, you've been lucky because they like what you play. And somehow or another, he got hooked up with a guy they called Varman Daigle some years ago. Explain how that happened.
Varman Daigle was a photographer back in Church Point, and took the wedding pictures of my older sister and two older brothers. And so he had been knowing the family for years and years, and he was a songwriter and naturally a lover of music.
Yes, and the Cajun culture as well.
And Cajun culture and all that, you know, all the whole ball of wax. And he was the instigator of the first Cajun Day back in Church Point.
Okay.
So, you know, it's years and years of association with me and a lot of other young musicians. But there was something about what I did and the way that I did it that always intrigued him.
Good. So he started writing songs for you, and that's when
so
you came up with that first album.
He had a bunch of songs that he needed to get out there.
Well, he got it out there, buddy.
And he got
and it's still between, playing it today.
Not, you know, not only just me. It's kind of an untold story. Reggie Mott did release some of his first works.
Is that right?
And Reggie Mott and the Church Point Playboys did release some of Armand Daigle's work first. And then Reggie was either too busy or whatever the situation was, you know, and I did some of the later stuff.
So that the song that's coming up next, Petite Robe Courte.
Petite Robe Courte.
Is that one of his?
That's one of his.
All right. Le Short Dress. What a great song. What a great song.